Shechar Beis HaMikdash, even though the Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im, but from the Chachamim it wasn't taken away. But then there was another Gemara. That other Gemara is shocking. The Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Nitla Nevuah Min HaNevi'im, V'nitna, and the Nevuah was given L'Shoitim U'L'Tinoikis. It was given to the Shoitim and the Tinoikis. And the Gemara told stories. A story about a Shoita, that had Nevuah. The Shoita said that Mar Rav Ashi was going to be the next Rosh Hashiva of Masa Mechasya. And then a story of a child that had Nevuah. Who was the child? It was none other than Bas Rav Chizda, who prophesied that one day she was going to marry Rami Bar Chama and Rava, the Kachav. She ended up marrying both of them. Incidentally, what happened? The story was that Rav Chizda sitting with his daughter, literally, on his lap, and he turns to his two Talmidim that are sitting there, Rami Bar Chama and Rava, says, tell me, which one of these men would you like to marry? She says, I want to marry both of them. And Rava immediately pipes up and he says, V'ana Basra. Not for now. But Rav Reuven Margolis has a mechkar. It's called V'ana Basra. It's in a Sefer Mechkarim B'Darkei HaTalmud. If you want to look it up, it's a few pages long. It starts on page Tzadik Vav. It's Simen Chav. The title of the mechkar is V'ana Basra. At the very, very end, he says some brilliant things. I'm just going to mention one. And that is, he said, why did Rava want to be last? Like, what was this motivation to be last? So he says, Pasha, there's a few obvious reasons you can cheshbon, but he just has one sushta, which is very gishmak, because we literally just spoke about this yesterday. And that is, he says, we know the Gemara says, Abaye v'Rava mid the base Eli ka'asu. Right? Abaye v'Rava both came from Beis Eli. Now it's a shayla. Some say it wasn't Abaye v'Rava. Some say it was Abaye v'Rava. Rava, if that is the proper gersa, which he says is the ikka gersa in the Rishonim, knew he was from Beis Eli. If he came from Beis Eli, that meant that his lifespan was somewhat limited, just based on the curse that had been imposed on his family. So he did what Rabbi Yosef did, says Rabbi Reuven Margolis in Brachas Daf Samech Talud Amud Aleph, when they sent the Shiloh and they wanted to know Sinai Adif or Aikarim Adif. Rabbi Yosef had inside information. He had heard from the astrologers that he was going to be Melech for a short period of time. So he said, you know what? I'm punting. Let Rabbi be the Rosh Hashiva, and after Rabbi's Ois Rosh Hashiva, I'll be Rosh Hashiva. And he ended up getting an extra 22 years. So says Rabbi Margolis, it's poshit. Rabbi knew he was from Beis Eli. So as it is, he understands he's on a tight rope over here. So he said, if it's me and Rabbi Bar Chama, how do I know it's not going to be me? I'm going to die, and then Rabbi Bar Chama is going to end up being the second. Let me be the second husband. Maybe Rabbi Bar Chama's Arichas Yomim. Maybe his Arichas Yomim will give me Arichas Yomim. Just like Rabbi Yosef ended up living an extra 22 years because of Rabbi's Arichas Yomim. So maybe Rabbi Cheshbon, I'll get Arichas Yomim for the same reason. By the way, Rabbi's a Talmud of Rabbi. He's a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef. So he understood. He had a precedent for this. See, he did exactly what his Rabbi Muvik Rabbi Yosef did. Rabbi Yosef said, I'm not Basra. I want Rabbi to be there. Zok to Rabbi, the Zelbazach. I'm not Basra. Because he, like Rabbi Yosef, knew that on some level, the clock is ticking on him. So he said, let me be second like this. I got a rich. It doesn't say that he lived another 22 years, Aga, but that would have been nice. But Lemaisa, he said, this was the Indian, and not Basra, just like Rabbi Yosef was a not Basra. Everything Rabbi Margolis says is a Margolis. But the bottom line is this. But I just tell you one Indian. I saw in Maral today, I'm mamish, it blew my mind. It's so hafledic. What's this Indian? What's the oimik? Right? You learn a Gemara like this, right? Sometimes you learn different Agada, like what? So there's no, your Mio can't get Nevuot. But you don't get Nevuah, the Shoitim and the Tinoikis. The most intelligent people, they don't get Nevuah. It's the Shoitim and the Tinoikis, they get Nevuah. So the Maral in his Chedushi HaGadol on this Gemara right here, he says a Dover Nifla. You know what he says? He says, the Eibishter is willing to bestow Chachma and Das upon people. May Hashem yitein Chachma. Hashem will give you Chachma. You see, you know what the problem is? The problem is we think too much for ourselves. And because we think too much for ourselves, our Seichel gets in the way of the Eibishter giving us his Seichel. The Shoita and the Tinoik, they don't have Das. And because they don't have Das, the Eibishter gives them Das. And their Das is Nevuah. From their Das, you can see me Soifa Oilam Vat Soifa. And their Das, you can be Soifa Nesaris Mamish. And he says, that's why the Shoitim and the Tinoikis have Nevuah. We don't have Nevuah. He said, the problem is we're thinking too much for ourselves. You want the Eibishter to give you Das, he'll give you Das. Stop trying to control your life. Stop trying to control your narrative. If you let go and you let the Eibishter think for you, you'll have nevuah. You'll see things you were never able to see before. He says the problem is we're outsmarting God. That's the problem. We're outthinking Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Tinak and the Shaita, they're not trying to outthink HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they don't have the ability to. And you know what happens? Their das comes from the Eibishter. And sometimes a Tinak will know that she's going to one day marry Ram Racham and Rav. And sometimes the Shait is going to know that Mar Brav Ashi because their das is coming cold kule from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'shoyne Yazov. V'chein atinei gamkem. Just skipping to the middle. She'enei poyo besichloi. He's not poyo with his own seichel. So mekabel nefesh ha-medamesh shalo yediyah so asidais me'al yoinim. Me'acha she'enei poyo besichloi. V'utomim mekabel nefesh ha-medamesh avel ha-poyo besichloi. Are you poyo with your own seichel? Ena nefesh ha-medamesh ponu lekabel ha-yediyah. He says, you could be mekabel seichel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day long. He wants to give it to you. And his seichel, because then already you're on the move. You're going to see things and you're going to know things. The problem is we get in our own way. Someone that's by Teich by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if somebody gives up, he lets go. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you let go, I'm going to take over. The Tinoik and the Shoita, they let go. Their Seichel is not outsmarting a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why they have the Seichel from Hashem, and that's why they're able to be Megal Asidus. That's this Inyan of the Nevuah. You take a Gemara like this, which at first glance sounds like almost, you're almost chuckling inside. It's Pnimius of the Pnimius. It's the wisest of all Chachma. The Nekuda is sometimes you have to let go. When a person lets go, and he doesn't try to outsmart the system, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you Das. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Das, that's already the Das of the Nevuah. That's the Oymik, that's the Pnimius of this Chazal.